Jake Lloyd's looking forward to another wonderful season with the Sydney Swans, Quinny.
Well, he's been absolutely sensational since they took him in the 2013 rookie draft. Hasn't looked back, playing 69 games and two grand finals for the Sydney Swans. And Jake, welcome to the show and thanks for having a chat.
No worries, boys. Thanks for having me.
You were pretty keen to re-sign.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. You know, I'm grateful for the opportunity that the Swans gave me at the end of 2012 on the rookie list. And, you know, I guess it was a pretty easy decision going forward. And, you know, I'm happy to be around in Sydney for another 2 years, which is great.
Be absolutely sensational as well. We know lots of Victorian clubs were keen to get you back. Did you give them an ear? Did you show them a bit of respect by listening to them all? Or you just wanted to get pen to paper and stay with the Bloods?
Nah, it was, as I said, mate, it all happened pretty easily. I was pretty happy to stay in Sydney and, you know, I was just working through the process with the club and, you know, just happy to get the deal done and be up here for another couple of years.
Well, you've been absolutely magnificent since you did get that crack on the rookie list. Do you ever look back after three seasons where now you're a key part of one of the best midfields in the competition and have been very versatile for the team as well and just pinch yourself at how far you've come in such a short period of time?
Yeah, I guess I do a little bit, but, you know, we put in a lot of hard work, not just myself, but, you know, there's a lot of young guys coming through at the moment that are, you know, they're really stepping up and, you know, you got to put the work in to get the reward and, you know, the guys are really doing that and, you know, if you work hard enough, you know, your time will come and you'll get those opportunities.
Jake, you're from the Wimmera area in Victoria, Horsham Way, and Tom Harley, who played with Geelong, of course, is at the Sydney Swans now. I did notice in a photograph I saw of you working out in the gym, you were sporting a Geelong Guernsey. What's the story there?
Yeah, obviously grew up in country Victoria, and to be honest, my grandfather played for Geelong, and as a kid growing up, I idolised, you know, the Geelong greats, and certainly followed Gary Ablett, Jimmy Bartel, and those guys. I guess in my teenage years, and to now be playing against them is a bit surreal, but, you know, it is what it is, I guess.
And a bit of ironic that you gave an absolute touch-up in the preliminary final then.
Yeah, great result, obviously. I guess a few years ago I would have been devastated, but good to be on the receiving end of this one.
How difficult is it to play against the club you idolised as a kid?
Look, it's, I guess, it is a little bit different lining up against those players, but, you know, you've got a job to do and, you know, it doesn't really worry me anymore, faze me too much, but, you know, I'm Sydney through and through now, so, you know, you just go out there and do the job.
Talking to Jake Lloyd, the star of the Sydney Swans. If you want to be involved with Sydney in 2017, buy a membership, the number 93399127. And in your three seasons at the Bloods, you've played in two grand finals. Obviously, you've had lots of success, not quite the ultimate, though. Have you watched the grand final back against the Bulldogs from last year?
Personally, I haven't sat down, but as a group, we reviewed the game after a week after we played. And, yeah, look, obviously, we learned a few things from that. But, you know, it's a new year now, and, you know, we're all on a level playing field. And, you know, we're going to do everything we can this year to challenge ourselves and get us back in that position, have another crack at it. So we're looking forward to this year.
How hard was it to sit down and do that review?
Yeah, obviously very difficult, but, you know, you learn from it. Good thing is we woke up the next day and, you know, we've got another opportunity now this year to have another crack at it, and that's the most important thing.
Jake, you're a young fellow, as I said, I grew up at Horsham out in the country area of Victoria. There'll be a lot of kids listening to this all over Australia at the moment thinking, by gee, I love me footy and I want to play. Tell them what it feels like to run out on the MCG playing in a grand final the minute you hit the grass.
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, it's an unbelievable feeling. It's, you know, it's what you play footy for. It's to win premierships and, you know, playing grand finals. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to do that a couple of times now. But, you know, you got to put the hard work in throughout the year and, you know, getting to the AFL. And, you know, I'm just grateful to be at such a good club that plays in finals regularly. And, you know, we're just really looking forward to the year ahead and hopefully giving ourselves another opportunity this year.
Now, Jake, as I said, you're a young fellow who came from the country. You got an opportunity. You seized it with both hands and been successful. Who, in your opinion, at the Swans this year are similar to yourself? Young guys who are coming through and you think, by gee, they're going to improve out of sight this season because they've bulked up a bit. Everything's just, all the stars are aligning for them.
Yeah, there's obviously the likes of Callum Mills and Isaac Heaney, who I guess everyone knows about now, but, you know, they've only played 1 or 2 years of football, so they're going to be even better again this year. You got guys like George Hewitt, Dan Robertson, Harry Marsh, who come off a rookie list 2 years ago and played some good senior footy last year. You know, those guys really stepping up on the track, and they've been really good this pre-season, so you can expect big years from them this year.
Now, Jack, the Swans midfield runs so deep with the likes of yourself, with the likes of Kennedy, Jack, Hannabury. When you're out there, and obviously you've been at club three seasons now, are you continually learning just little things along the way off these sort of blokes?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're obviously premier midfielders in the competition, and I guess Joey's taken over the captaincy this year. You know, he's such a consistent midfielder and such a good player, and I guess it's great to be on the outside watching them do their thing, and certainly good being on their team and not coming up against them, that's for sure.
Jake, three little quick ones. Growing up, who was your football hero?
I'll say Jimmy Bartel.
Who's been the greatest influence on you?
My father.
Who's the greatest dressing room pest at the Swans?
Oh, that's a great question. I would have said Lewis Jetta back in the day, but he's gone now. We'll go with Heath Grundy.
Why?
I don't know. I guess you've got to be in the rooms to see it, but he's pretty good at a few little jokes here and there. So.
All right. He's the biggest.
Caused a bit of trouble along the way. Now, obviously, Jake, it would have been pretty tough doing that review after the grand final, but hopefully you have learned something from it to take benefit to 2017. What are a couple of things that the Swans are really looking at improving on this season, considering, I dare say, there wouldn't be a lot, considering how successful 2016 was?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I guess as a group, we felt like, you know, we finished on top of the ladder for a reason last year, and we were doing a lot of things right. It's just about, I guess, being 100% on all year, and I guess we lost a lot of games by a goal or two goals last year. So it's about finishing games off and you know, really concentrating for 100% of the time.
And what about yourself personally?
Yeah, obviously just to be as consistent as possible. You know, the good midfielders in the competition do it week in, week out, and you know, that's a goal for me this year.
Well, Jake, we really appreciate your time this morning, mate. We wish you all the best. Injury-free season, and that's the most important thing first up, and a successful one as well.
No worries. Thanks a lot, guys.